What's up, Kingsway? Getting at you. It's a nighttime pod. Had some thoughts in my head, so I want to get it off real quick. Give it to you. It's always in compliance with the motivation. It's always in compliance with staying in line where you're trying to get to in life. It all comes down to that, right? It all comes to pursuing and going and keeping it moving in the direction we want to get. That's what I'm pumping. That's what I'm preaching. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm about getting ahead. And I've always expressed you got to have the plan. You got to know where you're going. You can't get to where you're going if you don't know where you're at, right? So a supplement to amplifying your personal motivation, right? Think about those times. Those times in your life. Take a second, right? Just take a second and think about all the struggle, right? The struggle. We're not talking about current struggle. We're not talking about today's adversity. We're not talking about the present. We're talking about the duration of your life, right? Think about things that you overcame, things that really had you in a jam. Yeah, all those rough moments, those tough spots that you thought you wouldn't get through, right? Revisit them really quick. Revisit them in your head for the feelings that you had, the feelings of struggle, the toughness, I mean, the emotions that went through your body when you were faced with these different conflicts in your life. It could have been relationship, it could have been medical issues, it could have been financial issues, whatever it was. It had you feeling some type of way, man, and you overcame it, because if you're here now and if you're listening to me, that's a beautiful thing, right? But just think about it. Think about things that you overcame in your life. You don't never want to be back feeling that way again. So, I mean, that's fuel. That's fuel. That's fuel for your motivation right now to grind down on your task at hand, right? Because we can never forget where we were, right? We don't have to keep remembering and reminiscing and replaying those emotions in our mind of sad, touching, hurtful situations in life. But we need to remember where we came from, right? And we're not talking about geographical location or roots or culture in that aspect. We're talking about our personal struggles, right? Our personal struggles where at this point in life, we achieved something. We overcame them because we're here. But there had to be times in all of our lives when we faced some things, right? We faced some serious things that had us in a bad position and had us feeling some type of way, right? Those feelings that we were feeling, think about those feelings right now, right? You don't want to go back to those feelings, right? So a supplementation to your current motivation that needs to be in line with your plan and vision, fuel it with where you were before so you don't set yourself back, right? We don't want to set ourselves back, right? We don't want to lapse. We don't want to get stagnant. We don't want to drivel down into that hole again, right? Because some of us play in the hole. We like to go back in that devil's hole. A lot of us go back in that devil's hole, and that devil's hole is through depression, through your debilitating mindset pulling you down, and you go in that hole, and you like to stay in that hole and play there. You know, that pity hole, that devil hole. I don't like to go in the devil hole. It stops me from going in a devil hole because I danced with the devil. I tangled with that motherfucker. I tangled with him. You know what I'm saying? I see him. He says hi and bye to me. He says hi and bye to me today, but I don't dance with him no more. You can dance is one thing, but seeing and moving on is one thing. You in your car, honk, honk, passing by. We ain't stopping, but we see you, but we ain't stopping. So if you stop, you're going to go in that hole. If you stop, you're going to dance with that devil. Don't dance. So think about the times in your life, people. Don't get so caught up in the current, right? You're so fixated on maybe some current stress. You're so fixated on some current financial goals that you're trying to get to. You're so fixated on the major plan, right? And you might be blocking out how far you came and things that you got through in the past that were just crazy for you, but you made it, and you could tell the stories now. You'd be like, yo, I remember when I was messed up then, man. That shit was crazy. But you know, you hear, you can laugh about it and joke about it because time went by, your wounds healed, and you're here now. But the fact of the matter is, you don't forget about how you displayed a tremendous amount of strength at that one time in your life and got through that stuff, right? So don't be lax and slacking and stagnant today and not using that same kind of urgency that you may have used in the past. Because there might have been a situation in your past that was pressing on your chest, right? You was feeling all types of way, you know what I'm saying? You sweating and shit. Because shit was like really tight and really bad. Like your breathing was restricted a little bit because the stress was pressing on your chest, right? So your sense of urgency to come up out that situation was serious, right? You were like desperate, right? So why are we not applying that same kind of urgency and desperateness, but tailor fit it a little bit more? I mean, bottle it, right? Bottle that energy of urgency and mainline it towards your everyday goal, right? Where you need to get to, right? So we're not just using our days, just wasting your days, right? You're semi-productive. You're semi-satisfied because you did something okay today. You helped somebody out. You read a chapter in your book. You're good. You're okay. It's not enough. I tell you this because I tell myself that day. I don't be doing enough, man. And from me to you, I look back at the shit I was in, man. And I used the word shit because it was shit, man. I was in some places, man, and I was feeling some type of way. I mean, the loneliness, the isolation, the pity, it was bad. It was terrible. And, you know, and even though my proudness of my strength today shuts all that past feeling down, and it can't even touch me. It don't have me sometimes. I review it. I could review my past, but my proudness of how I've overcame it and how I stand on 2 feet so strongly now in this current day shuts me down from feeling too pitiful over those past things that I've done and been through, right? But we're talking about having the ability to go back and understand and see the tremendous amount of strength you as the individual used in a state of urgency to come up out of bad situations and options, you know what I'm saying? Money might have been tight, so your financial urgency to get a better job, to work harder, to get that money, to keep the house running was more serious, but you might be comfortable now, right? You're making enough money, right? You're good. The bills are paid. The debt is down, right? You're going places. You're doing vacations. I mean, you go to the store. You buy what you want when you want, right? You're okay. But is you being okay right now in compliance with the bigger plan to go? Is that okay feeling also gluing your ass down from really pushing it and pushing it to the next level, right? Because pushing it to the next level may be like a dream vision. So it's like, you know, one day to come. It's a process. You know, patience. God's plan. Here we go. Are we playing with that plan? Are we hindering that plan by playing with that comfortable talk and that comfortable mindset? Is it restricting us? Are we forgetting where we were? Are we forgetting things that we overcame? Right? Are we forgetting how we were like fucked up at one time? And now we have the opportunity at our hands every single day. Are you pursuing it with urgency? Is the moods, is the weather, is the people around you getting the best of you? And have you dazing, sitting, stagnating, thinking too much and not executing? I tell you this because I tell myself that, man. Greatness don't come with the thought process too much. Greatness comes with the execution of those thoughts. And you got to execute in a planly manner every single day that is in compliance to where you're trying to get to, right? So people, supplement your motivation with where you've been. Extract that. Use that. Put it in the day and let it fire up and execute it.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.